From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler.
New York Times bestselling author Steve Berry will appear in Ohio virtually at the Thurber House on February 26th as part of his national book tour for his latest Cotton Malone adventure, his 16th novel, The Kaiser's Web. Welcome back to Craft, Steve Berry.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, tell me about The Kaiser's Web. It's full of intrigue and, of course, history that you're famous for in your writing and all kinds of interesting characters.
Well, I've been wanting to send my recurring character, Cotton Malone, into an adventure that deals with World War II for a long time. That subject fascinates me, and I just couldn't come across anything that was fresh or new or different. And I stumbled onto something a couple of years ago while I was researching another novel, and it gestated into The Kaiser's Web. It's going to deal with something from World War II, something I think that will surprise readers. I know it surprised me. And something that is still quite relevant today, relevant particularly, you know, today.
It's got to be fun as a thriller writer when you get to put out all of the novel, but in a very oblique way, right? So you get to be very mysterious on all your interviews because you don't want to give away the secrets to the book. Does that ever translate into, you know, people that know you saying, oh, come on, Steve, just tell us what's going to happen in the novel?
Well, I can do that, but it'll take all the fun away from it. I mean, you know, I can tell you all the secrets.
No.
I will say that it deals with what may have happened on the night of April 30th, 1945, beneath Berlin in the Führer bunker. This is where Hitler was held up. No one to this day has any clue what happened that night. And this is not a book about, you know, Hitler surviving the war or anything like that. This is something completely different, something, as I said, that hasn't been dealt with before. And it fascinated me. And it also, the remnants of World War II, there are some remnants of it that lasted past 1945, things that held over and things that linger even into today that I was not aware of until I did about 18 months of research on it. So I think the reader's going to have a lot of fun with this one and learn something too.
When you talk about research, I gather that you and your wife, Elizabeth, do a lot of traveling to look at these sites and to do research for your book. So tell me a little bit about that. Right now, obviously that's not happening, but in the past, you were able to do that kind of great research on your novels.
We did. We would travel at least 2 to 3 times a year doing some research for future novels. We did not go anywhere in 2020, and we will not be going anywhere in 2021. So, yeah, we've had 2 years here. We've kind of been grounded. It was fun for a while because we didn't have to pack and go and go and go, but now we get a little antsy. We'd like to get back on the road. And so we're already planning some trips for 2022. For the Kaiser's Web, though, I was fortunate, you know, that we had done a lot of that research was done years ago. The novel is another departure for me because it takes place mainly in Germany, which is great. And I did a lot of research there on site. But it also goes to South America and South Africa, which is two places I wanted to send Cotton Malone for a long time now. Now, I've not been able to visit either one of those, so I had to do those kind of virtually with the research that was done. But I'm hoping to get to both of those locales in the future.
Okay. Speaking of virtually, when you're a guest at the Thurber House on February 26th, you will be appearing virtually. So you've had many different visits to places like the Thurber House and others. Tell me about doing things virtually. How does that work when you meet your fans and the kinds of interactions that you get to have with them?
It's a different experience. It really is, because I'm sitting here in my office talking to a green dot. And, you know, you basically are looking at that green dot. You're not really seeing a lot of faces. Occasionally you get some faces on the screen, but usually it's just your face on the screen. And so it is a little bit different. I like a live audience. I like connecting. I like looking people in the eye. I like to see their reaction. I like to see what interests them and what doesn't from their reaction. And of course, doing this virtually, you don't have that luxury. You just have to kind of plow ahead Whether you're making contact or not, you have no idea. You just kind of keep going ahead. But unfortunately, in today's environment, our entire tour this year will be virtually. There's just no way to travel around. But we certainly hope to be back on the road in 2022.
You know, it occurred to me as I was reading the book and reading some of your past interviews and stuff that it's got to be a really interesting time to be a thriller writer when you look at all the stuff happening, all of the conspiracy theories, all of the chaos in the U.S., and you think, I would think sometimes you'd look at it and go, well, I would have thought that was too far-fetched to write about, but here we are.
Well, the thing is, and this is what gets me, I mean, you hear the conspiracy theories today, they are extremely far-fetched and outright left field. They're so far out there that a thriller writer could never, ever do that because a reader would read it and go, wait a minute. There's a plot flaw. There's a hole there. There's a hole here. We don't have the luxury of just throwing out crazy theories and saying, well, they're true. Here they are and accept it. We have to actually come up with motivations. We have to come up with the crucibles that keep the characters going forward. We have to make it believable. We have to make everything about it plausible, unlike a lot of the stuff that we're hearing today.
Yeah. I read an interview of yours on the HuffPost in which you said that when you teach students writing, or when you teach writing, you often say, don't write what you know, write what you love. Mm-hmm. Because that will be more, I guess, to keep you going. Yes. So I know that one of the things that you love, obviously, is history, and you've created a foundation, the Steve and Elizabeth Berry Foundation, to preserve historical sites. It's called History Matters. Tell me a little bit about that. That sounds really fascinating.
History Matters is a foundation we created about 11 years ago, and we help communities raise money for historic preservation. And we do it mainly through a writer's workshop. We'll go into a community, we'll teach writers. They buy their way in with a contribution, and all of that money goes to the project that we're there to support. We've raised a little over $2 million, over about 80 different projects around the country and one in Canada. So we help communities with historic preservation. Of course, 2020, 2021, that's not going to be possible, but we're hoping to get back in the saddle in 22 and help these communities preserve their history, because there's so much of it deteriorating around the country and there's so little money there to preserve it.
Mm-hmm. Just in the last few seconds here, last minute or so, tell me what a project that you could specifically point people to on that maybe and say, hey, here's one of the things that I'm really the most proud of, the most fond of, or I found the most unusual for the Steve and Elizabeth Berry Foundation.
Well, if they'll go to my website, steveberry.org, and click on the History Matters tab, you can go there, and we have a list of all the projects that we've done are there. They're all very unique, and I will have to say none of them really, you know, are greater than the other, because each one represents a piece of history that requires, you know, great preservation and great attention. We've done all kinds of things. We've done documents, books, cemeteries, paintings, posters, buildings. We've done that. You name it, we've done it as far as preservation goes. And so all of them are somewhat special. We did one at the Mark Twain House. We've done one at the Lincoln Log Cabin in Illinois. We've done a couple for the Smithsonian. So we've done projects, you know, grand and small all across the country. And they're all important in one way or the other. So if anybody out there has a project, they can go to the History Matters section of the website, send us an email, and we'll see if we can come help you.
Okay, that sounds great. You know, one of the things that I thought of when I read about that is I'm from a small town in Northwest Ohio that has, I think the only thing that we have on the National Register of Historic Places is, believe it or not, an outhouse.
Wow. I've never done one of those, so that's interesting.
Thank you very much, Steve Berry, for talking to me today, and we look forward to seeing you appear virtually at the Thurber House on February 26th to talk about your latest Cotton Malone adventure, the Kaiser's Web, and have a great day, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.